I'm ready.
Okay, it's 8 o'clock. We'll call this budget hearing to meeting to order. If we could start the meeting by rising for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, this public hearing is now open on the budget. Do we have any comments or questions from the public?
Mr. Chairman, I was just, not that I have any questions, but could someone explain to me what is included in the rec budget that is going to be $1,092,534,000?
Okay, thank you
just
for that.
Some of the items.
Karen?
That rec budget consists of carry forward from the year before, mm-hmm. projects that they have, their request for this year, and then also the ice arena okay. budget for this year.
So that includes the entire ice arena budget?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anything else, babe?
No.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
There was something else. Oh, here's the ice arena.
That's included in the rec budget.
It comes out of the rec board.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's still a separate
so
line item, but it's
line
in
my top. I don't know. Okay. Thank you.
Commissioners, do we have any questions? Comments?
Mr. Chairman, I have one.
Tim?
Just from my own knowledge. So when we went through budget hearings, we come up with road and bridge at 5.98 and some change. And then we now have 7.31. It's my understanding that's the carryover for Metalark?
Yes.
Is there, I guess my question, Carrie, is to you, is there any way, because all the other projects in the future we put in the general, is there any way that 1.2 for Metalark could be in the general also?
We've already started it in Road and Bridge.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I was wanting to know. Is there there's no way to fix that? Because we were trying to come up with a flat line for Road and Bridge for the future.
We could create an additional line
Metalark in the general.
In Road and Bridge.
Oh. See, can't there be a the remainder of that count in the general budget like the other projects that would then put these back at that 5.984 and change?
We could
and
have
then metal
to
arc
do that
would,
if you
because our goal there was is to start a year-to-year
right.
thing, and this kind of throws that off. And I'm just up for conversation there. I don't
well, it's already being
feels.
Paid from Road and Bridge, that line item.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I didn't think about creating a new line item, because it's going to be skewed in what the total is.
So I don't know how everybody else feels. That's just
Mr. Chairman, my only concern about doing it that way, it's going to confuse the total cost of the project by having some of it's been paid out of here, now we shifted, and I'd rather keep it clean so we
that.
Can...
Yeah,
no,
and
what
I understand that. It just kind of threw us off because we were trying to create that year-to-year line item number for Road and Bridge, and this kind of...
We'll remember this number.
Oh, I know, but the whole goal was for everybody.
Yeah.
I know we will.
Well, and I understand your concern and appreciate that as well.
And I'm fine.
From the county standpoint, it may be problematic because we're changing horses in midstream in terms of how we're doing things, but it is worth... noting, as you brought up, that increase is due to the carryover from that Metalark project.
That's all I got.
Yeah, good enough.
Thank you, Karen.
I guess we'll make comments with regards to the budget tomorrow. Because we haven't approved the budget, we won't you know, I would just like to say in terms of my analysis of the budget, our operating budget this year is approximately, and don't hold me to dollars and cents finitely, but our operating budget is about $1.4 million over what it was last year. However, the majority of that, $1.2 million plus, is attributed to that carryover project on Metal Arc construction. The other comment, the other two comments I would like to make, number one is we did not decrease our budget reserves any. We maintained our budget reserves. We did not spend out of that $1.4 million, we did not spend any of the monies from the budget reserves. And the last comment, and I'll leave this open to the commissioners, the last comment is if you look at the departments in general, the majority of the departments showed a decrease in their budget request. So even though the operating budget went up, the department request, the majority of them went down, and the majority of that carryover on the operating budget came from a project that we committed to last year. So overall, I'm satisfied with knowing that we maintained the top level of county services that we can provide to our citizens without significantly increasing the cost of those, nor tearing down or subtracting from the budget reserve amounts. So to me, that's the message, and is a measure of success in terms of what we've done, or what we have done, or what we've done. And I'll just leave that open to comment. Betty?
I have a question. I don't have any idea really what your reserves are this year. Are they here on this? Mm-hmm. Where are they on this list? Over here.
Where's the cash reserve?
What about those individual reserves, though, that have always been there? Are they included in these lump sums?
Yes.
We don't have a breakdown of each cash reserve.
We will when the budget is adopted and it's printed.
Oh. Okay.
And we will line item those. It is all just one budget reserve account. They are line item in there. And some of those may be different. For instance, last year, I think we had $7 million in communication, line item for communication reserve. We took $4 million out of that because we're no longer considering a broadband project because of what union's doing.
That's what it's for. That's what those reserves are for.
Yeah, so yeah. The total budget amount for the reserves is unchanged. Now, once we adopt the budget tomorrow, we will provide how those are line item in the budget, knowing, as you know, and thanks for help creating the lion's share of those, that those are simply a line item account of what's in that reserve account.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And there will be, providing the commissioners approve the budget tomorrow, there will be some differences in those. Like I said, there's going to be money subtracted from the communication reserve and placed into a different line item. What we discussed during our budget hearing week was creating two new line items in those budget reserve accounts. One of them was for healthcare, non-specifically, and the other was putting money aside in this year's budget as a line item for a new judicial facility / jail. And I couldn't quote you the numbers where that came from, but I can tell you the talking point is that we actually maintained the budget reserves from the previous year.
Thank you.
Okay.
I just liked it.
Yes. So what was the third reserve?
The third reserve?
Yeah, you said healthcare, new judicial facility, and jail. What was the third one?
That's those two. Yes. That's the two new ones that we added.
Oh, I thought I heard you say.
No, there were two. It's judicial slash jail, whether we decide in the future to build a new jail facility or an entire new judicial facility. But those are the two, and if this is approved, as we talked about in the budget hearing, there will be $4 million in each one of those accounts.
Mr. Chairman, maybe it would be beneficial to make it clear that none of those reserve accounts, all they mean is at this time, that is the commission's intent on what we think those should be allocated to. It doesn't mean that it won't change, and it doesn't mean that before any of that is actually spent, we have to advertise, have another public hearing, and do a budget transfer. So it's just reflects the commission's existing philosophy on what we think we should be saving money for. That's all that means.
Thank you for that clarification.
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, I would agree with that. I think that's a good explanation of the reserve funds. However, I would just caution you that the reserve funds are there for a purpose. And if you need to use them for a particular purpose, that's what they are for. We can't just keep saving. The other thing I would caution us against in our county, we are very fortunate. And I don't think we should be going around the state tooting our horn too loudly, because I've been saying this for years, it hasn't happened yet, but it's coming down the road. We're going to equalize the county someday, just like we've equalized the schools. So the more we give away our items to some other county that's poor, or that we flaunt our position, I think we're setting ourselves up for a problem. So that's just a caveat. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I want to respond to Betty on that,
okay,
because she would understand. I just got back from the summer NACO meeting, and there's a resolution in NACO to require, you know how the federal mineral royalties are,
mm-hmm,
right now 48% goes to the state and 52 to the, used to be 50-50. This resolution was supporting that 48% go directly to the county that created the dollars.
Mm-hmm.
But I made the point at NACO that in Wyoming, if we did that, it would upset the whole financial structure of the state of Wyoming, that the legislature would then take all that money away from the counties, and just exactly what you're saying, just like they do for the school.
According to population.
Absolutely.
Population.
So I said there's a downside to that. We're better off working with our state to address, and when you start a new boom, when you have the time before the revenue comes in, better off working with the state than trying to go down that road.
Well, Betty, you bring up a realistic concern, and I think Joel or Mr. Bosman explained it very well. This is the current philosophy or feeling of the board in terms of planning for the future in terms of what those needs may be.
Mm-hmm.
That can change from year to year. I still think it's good. We didn't increase the savings account, but we didn't decrease it either. We did reallocate it in our mind moving forward, but the take-home point is those monies are in one account, one depreciation reserve account.
Mm-hmm.
And as Commissioner Bosman said, there's no way, I mean, if we needed some money for any one of those accounts, it would have to go to a budget hearing, it'd have,
mm-hmm,
to go to a public meeting, it would have to be a specific provision to come from those accounts.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, I know. And
thanks.
Again, thank you for your foresight 10 years ago.
If we could have put them in a permanent mineral trust fund, it would have been better.
Yeah. Speaking, Mr. Chairman, so I guess in the last 3 or 4 or 5 years, and specifically in the last 6 months, you know, one of my greatest concerns has been that we need, as a county, to slow down on the building that we're doing, because we've got buildings all over this county and that do nothing but, in the future, require maintenance. So I think we need to look at everything in the future that we're going to build, because we are a mineral-based economy here. And if that thing goes away, then I don't know how the general populace will support what we've got, let alone what we're looking at in the future. So I think we need to be very, very cautious of the structures in the future that we deem necessary and perhaps aren't. So that's all I've got to say about that right now.
Thank you, Commissioner Baker. Commissioner Noble.
I just want to say that the department's tried really, really hard to come in with a flat budget or under. And sometimes the state and federal mandates that are passed down through, they have to raise their budget for certain line items, and there's nothing we can do about those things. So a lot of these cases where their budgets did go up were federally and state mandated reasons that we have no choice over.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, one of the things that Kat said she was going to put in her information to the county was the fact that at the end of the year, we have several entities that bring money back. They don't spend their entire budget. And so she's going to make sure she puts that in there, that we have some group, whether it be road and bridge or whether it be maintenance or law enforcement or whomever, doesn't spend their complete budget right down to the bone. So, which helps us immensely when it comes for budgeting time.
Any other public comment?
Gina, it's just been awful quiet.
I don't really have anything to contribute. I was thinking of what he said, and you know, I'm one that barely gives anything back, a little bit every year, but barely anything. But that's because I try to budget right down to the wire. So.
Oh, I got your name here.
One difference, Janice, and use Road and Bridge as an example. Right. They budget for projects, but then if we don't get the project done, the money comes back. Yeah. So it's a little bit different, where most of your budget is for people and supplies that you know you're going to use. So that makes some difference.
Let's go home. There's no other questions from the public, comments. I think we'll close the budget hearing, and I'll consider a motion for adjournment.
So move.
Second.
A motion and second for adjournment. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? See you tomorrow morning.
9:00, right?